October is setting up to be an ugly month. Stocks are already under intense pressure as we get going, though there has been some slowdown in US dollar demand. One of the most interesting developments this week has been the relative outperformance in the more risk-correlated commodity currencies, despite all of the risk liquidation. We suspect it could have something to do with country-specific positive catalysts that have offset the risk-off flow, but at the same time, we expect these currencies to come under a whole lot more pressure if stocks continue to head south. As 2021 got going, we warned inflation was going to be a major theme, and indeed, this has proven to be the case, with the Fed no longer able to ignore this pressure, forced into adopting a less accommodative bias. We've also been seeing more downbeat headlines out of China of late, with recent manufacturing PMI reads not helping matters. In other news, the US passed a 9-week stopgap funding bill to avert a partial government shutdown, and President Biden subsequently signed it into law. Still, the legislation has failed to include either a suspension or increase in the debt ceiling. Key standouts on today's calendar come in the form of German retail sales, German and Eurozone manufacturing PMIs, Eurozone inflation reads, Canada GDP, US core PCE, US construction spending, Michigan sentiment, and ISM manufacturing. That's all for now.